ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் கவாய் ஹிந்து லெக்சர்ஸ். தி டைட்டில்ஸ் ஆர் ஹேவிங் த சேம் ரிலீஜன், கான்கரிங் ஃபியர் அண்ட் வரி, தி பர்பஸ் ஆஃப் லைஃப், டீச்சிங்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிந்துவிசம், பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ சத்குரு சிவாய சுப்பிரமணிய சுவாமி. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Today at Kuan Yin Am, February 17th, yesterday and the day before, we had a beautiful retreat. We usually don't have guests during our retreat, but we made an exception for Amaji. Amritananda Maima sent 15 beautiful souls here to Kuan Yin Am to worship Shiva and to have a satsang with me, Gurudeva. The question came up, which was very most interesting, about being a Hindu. Do you have to be a Hindu to be with a Hindu guru? I gave a very interesting answer. It just popped into my head. You can be in a room with your guru by looking through a glass window. And then your sadhana is to keep that window clean so you can always have the darshan of your guru. And of course, the guru has a public address system. There's speakers right out there. But if you really love your guru, you'll be of the same religion as your guru is. You'll want to do that. Then you go through the door and you're no longer on the outside looking in, but you're on the inside with your guru. And I mentioned to them, if you really love Amaji, you want to be of the same religion she is, and that means commitment. And a few of the group were New Age people who are dedicated to not being committed to anything, totally committed to not being committed. They sat up and took notice. If you really love Amaji, you really love her, and she's really taken her for a guru, you don't want to be outside looking through a window and polishing that window as your only sadhana just to make a slight connection. You want to be inside. And once you make the commitment to the Sanatana Dharma fully and completely, and that becomes your religion as it is her religion, then you know all the nuances, all the hidden meanings behind the words. Compared it to a wife who's of a different religion before she gets married than her husband. If she really loves her husband, I mean really loves her husband, she'll want to be his religion. She won't make religion a contention between them. However, if she's married for money, for his money, or for social position, or if it's an arranged marriage and the compatibility is really bad, she won't want to become fully his religion. Their souls won't have met. Their bodies maybe, and their emotions will tangle over religious issues. And then they say, well, we'll let the children make up their mind when they grow up whatever religion they want to be. Oh, we've seen that happen so much. But if they really love their children, and if they really love each other, they'll be of a one religion. The wife won't be on the outside polishing the window or letting it get dirty and be between them. She want to be on the inside with her husband and her family. They caught that idea very nicely. It went right into the mind. So I thought I'd share this with everyone in cyberspace. I thought you'd like to hear this. So we'll be back again tomorrow. And we don't know what today brings, but it's a good astrological time right now for the next 30 days. And we're expecting a lot of wonderful things to happen. Namah Shivaya. Today at Kwaninam, February 18th, beautiful day, the second day of our Vedic phase. We expect some lovely, lovely guests today. Guests come here within the spirit of pilgrimage. They don't come here as tourists. They come here as pilgrims seeking the within of themselves. We have a question here from San Diego. Damara asks, organ donation is not something Hindus are supposed to do. What about giving blood while still alive? If you want to be a connection with somebody, blood is the way to do it, like to a relative, a very, very close friend. But to a stranger, no way should this be done, because you will be connected to the stranger astrally, psychically. You both visit each other at night when you both sleep, and who knows what is going to happen. There was a big campaign in India about donating an eye or eyes to an eye bank. Then the word got around that if you give up your eyes in this life, you'll be born blind in the next life. That whole campaign fell apart. So you can see how closely those who understand Dharma, those who understand karma, those who understand reincarnation, those who understand the existence of one pervasive energy that fills the universe, bring it out into the public, bring it out into their sphere of influence of family and friends. How do you know what you know? Well, that's a good question. You know what you know when you hear yourself telling what you know to someone else. And when you hear that someone else telling the same thing to somebody else, you'll know that you really knew it. Try to figure that one out. Take a good day on that. Have a beautiful day, everybody, and we hope that we answered Dharma's question. We'll be with you again tomorrow. Many, many blessings flowing from our cyberspace ashram into your life through the all-pervasive energy that connects us all in oneness. Namah Shivaya. Today, Kwarinam, February 19th. Greetings to each and everyone. Welcome to Cyberspace Ashram. I'm sitting here with a group of four brahmacharis, a yogi, two Saivaswamis, and we're right in the middle of a Prajnotra Satsanga. That means simply questions and answers. We'd like each one to say just a word in their own language.
Vanakkam, naam ippoludhu Kavai Adhinathile irundhu pesurom. Inge oru shakti ulla naal irukkum pothu. பக்திமார்கள் கோயிலுக்கு வந்து இன்றைக்கு தரிசனம் கிடைத்தார்கள்.
Selamat pagi kepada semua serta cyberspace. Kami duduk bersama dengan Guru Deva dan berbincang beberapa persoalan yang timbul untuk diselesaikan. Dan kami rasa sungguh gembira untuk duduk bersama Guru Deva setiap hari. Terima kasih.
G'day everybody in Down Under. Greetings, aloha from Kwai Adinam. We're here in the home of Gurudeva. So blessed and that we get to spend time with Gurudeva every day. And learn with Gurudeva and study with Gurudeva. So hope you all tune in every day faithfully to listen to Gurudeva's talks. Okay, aloha. Huru.
Good morning. Here we are at Gurudeva's feet, and we ask questions every day, and he gives great answers, always right to the point, as is all his talks. So we hope you continue listening to the talk every day and reading everything that's happening here at Quietenam. Om Shivaya.
Hello, this is another fellow English-speaking person. I am enjoying the darshan of Gurudeva, along with the other brahmacharyas. Keep tuning in every day. The talk gets more and more incredible. Thank you. Mahalo.
Well, this is very wonderful. We've heard from Tamil-speaking yogi from Malaysia, a Malay-speaking brahmachari from Malaysia, our Australian English accent from Down Under, and two American young men. We're very happy to be with you today, and today we want to talk a little bit about fear. They say it's wise to fear what is to be feared, like being on top of a tall building. You don't want to get too close to the edge, and natural trepidation comes up. But there are a lot of people that fear tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. And they also fear yesterday and the day before that. They're living in fear. How do we conquer fear? A positive plan for one's life, for the future. Don't worry about the past. You'll meet the past in the future, and if you have a positive plan, you'll go right through the negative parts of that past with flying colors. A positive plan is very, very potent for a person's life. It should be written down as a mission statement. You are an important person. You have a mission in life. Write down right now, I am an important person. I have a mission in life. Then continue writing what that mission is. It's as simple as that. And you'll clear your mind of what everybody wants you to do, what your mother wants you to do, what your father wants you to do, what your aunties want you to do, what your uncles want you to do, what the public wants you to do, what your employer wants you to do. But you're a person too. You're an important person living on this planet, and you have a mission in life. Now, I'm talking to several of you out there in cyberspace. I can feel your vibrations. I didn't intend to say these things when I picked up the microphone and started talking on the 19th of February, but this is just what came out. Write down, I'm an important person living on this planet, and I have a mission to perform. Then let your superconscious mind, your divine intelligence, your intuition do the rest of the writing. And then let your external mind read back what you have written. Do this every day for 1 week. And slowly your future destiny will unfold itself, and you'll be surprised. And the willpower to fulfill that positive mission will come up from within you. Also, we'd like for you to share your mission once it is developed with us at our cyberspace ashram through email, and we'll read it to the whole world that is visiting. Over 59 countries now are tuning in to Cyberspace Ashram. So let's make a difference in our life. And once you do, you make a difference in the lives of others. Positive difference. Om Namah Shivaya. Today at Quietenam, February 20th, we have a nice note expressing thanks for the wonderful Today at Quietenam website. It says, Anne, my daughter, enjoys all the cute cat pictures and wants me to ask when a movie is going to be put up. Well, we were going to do it last week, but the little bulb and on our camera had to be replaced. So we're getting it all together, and maybe next week or the week after, we'll have our very, very first video on Today at Quietenam. We're happy that you and your mother enjoy our electronic ashram. and we will be in real visual, audio, video very, very soon. Today we want to talk about love. Love is a very important thing in everybody's life, but there's several kinds of love. The kind of love for the spiritual path people is loving the spirit within everyone, overlooking their faults, overlooking their good points, overlooking their bad points, and just love the energy within everybody, because that's Shiva's energy within everybody, and that energy doesn't go away, it doesn't disappoint you, it never leaves you, because wherever they are in the world, and whatever they do to you or to others that you disapprove of, you can still love the energy because it's the same energy. Similarly to the television light that lights up the picture, you can love the light that lights up the picture, and that's energy too, regardless whether it lights up bad picture or good picture. It's the same energy. So choose the highest form of love and avoid many disappointments in life, many heartbreaks and heartaches. Isn't that good advice? That is certainly good advice. I'm speaking to somebody out there in cyberspace who needs to hear this very moment. We have a list of countries here, countries I've never heard of, that are tuning in to Today at Quietinam: Greece, Thailand, Indonesia, Ukraine, Israel, Slovenia, China, Finland, Peru, Hong Kong, Colombia, Bolivia, St. Lucia, Belgium, Japan, Spain, Norway, Ireland, India, Sri Lanka, just to name a few. We want to greet each and every one of you in cyberspace. You're having my darshan, I'm having your darshan, and we're enjoying each other. What are we enjoying? We're enjoying the beautiful energy, which is the same energy in me as the same energy in you. There's only one energy, Shiva's energy, which pervades the universe. Think about that. Meditate upon that. And change your life for the better. Om Namah Shivaya. Today at Quietinam, February 21st. Greetings everyone in cyberspace. We're very happy to talk to you. I'm talking today to those of you who are worried about yourself. When you worry about yourself, you begin to create what you worry about. When you create what you worry about, then you will worry about that and create something else in your life to worry about. If you really want to worry about something practical, worry about the environment. The environment is affecting the whole planet, the entire planet. Not enough trees, not enough water, not enough food. Concern yourself with the environment. And all of our cyberspace devotees, I know you have a computer because we are communicating through this instrument. Just type in environment. See what you get. And you can begin to extend your worry into something practical. The worry then becomes a concern. What you are concerned about, you act upon. And then what happens? You forget yourself, your personal self, your individual worries and fears all fly away. Meditate on the environment. Find out as much as you can about the environment and do what little you can do to help. If you're lonely, join an environmental group. And that environmental group will help you forget about you, and your loneliness will go away. Lonely people, there are a lot of lonely people in all the big cities in the world today. A lonely person is to be helped, but no one can help a lonely person but the lonely person himself or herself. Get involved. I've attended several big conferences, one in Moscow, Rio de Janeiro, where scientists and religious leaders and political leaders all gathered together to discuss the possibility that maybe, just maybe, very soon, humankind will be on the endangered species list, right along with birds and fish and animals. It's rather embarrassing, but we can do something about it. But each individual has to make it his or her concern. That's the message of today. Yesterday, we attended a cyberspace conference and presented what we do on the World Wide Web to a group of experts in the internet world and the world of high-end software. It was a wonderful experience. We took 4 or 5 Montevasi to give a talk about how Today at Quadinam is produced, and our entire website, which is, I would say, the biggest in the state of Hawaii, and brings in more people from more countries to the state of Hawaii than any other website that we know of at the current time. It was a very nice experience, and today here at Quadinam is Visitor's Day. Beautiful families of Indian origin sat with me, devotees of Satya Sai Baba, devotees of various temples that they've come from, Canada, other parts of the United States. We were so happy to see them, to welcome them. We welcome you tomorrow to tune in to Cyberspace Ashram. Om Namah Shivaya. Today at Quadinam, 24th of February, we have a couple of questions today. But first, we had a beautiful havana. There's some guests from Vancouver, very, very lovely people, and they're traveling with us to Anchorage, Alaska. On our cruise, where we'll have classes and study and conversations and get to know each other in a very wonderful way. All aboard, everyone. Middle of June, we're on our way to Anchorage, Alaska on an inner search travel study program starting off in Vancouver. We have a question from Wayne, who is in Vancouver, British Columbia. And Wayne is a true devotee. He's listening every day to our website and appreciates it very much, wants to know how to find his life's task and know the correct path. Well, there's a higher path and a lower path. The higher path is the path of seeking the self within. And the lower path is producing babies to hopefully seek the self within themselves. And that's the way it's been, and that's the way it's been, that's the way it probably always be. Wayne's having a back problem, suggest a chiropractor. And that has nothing to do with your life's work. Send us your date and time of birth and place of birth, Wayne, and we'll run out a on our computer for you a career chart, and that might be helpful for you in finding your way, and I'll see you in Vancouver in June. From Marcos. Marcos in Brazil has a very complicated question, Marcos. Stay with Dancing with Shiva. It's a very simple contemporary catechism. I'm glad you're studying it, but don't go into a lot of other books. It's very, very complicated. Approach Sanatana Dharma from your heart, not from your intellect. It's not an intellectual study. It's a religion. And when you get ready and are confident enough, join the religion fully. Rather than being on the outside of the window looking in, make a commitment, become a Hindu, and then you'll be on the inside of the window looking out. We're thinking that Sivathundu, Karma Yoga, service to your temple, sweep the paths, bring in wood for the sacred fire. There are many different things that one can do for a Hindu temple, making garlands for the deity. This takes your mind off your personal self. You can't think of your personal self when you're making a gift for someone, a dear friend, a parent, or a god. You're involved in thinking how they will feel when they receive the gift. So if you're discouraged, if you feel down, if you are depressed, make a gift for somebody with your hands. It used to be in the United States 50, 60 years ago that a gift was not considered a gift unless it was made by somebody's two hands with their love put into it. Now, of course, you can send an email and have a gift sent to anyone all over the world. It's a rather cold gift, but the thought is nice. Karma Yoga, or Sivathundu, is a wonderful medicine for perhaps bad backs and depression and feeling sorry for oneself and all kinds of worriment. Do something for others. Do something for your local temple. And the good karma will come back to you in many unseen ways. We'll be with you again tomorrow. We just enjoyed a wonderful two-day retreat, reflecting on what we did previously and reflecting on the future just a little bit, while endeavoring to live in the eternity of the moment. Om Namah Shivaya. Today at Kwadinam, February 25th, and greetings to everyone in cyberspace. Our ashram doors are open, and we hear from Langer in Luxembourg, who wants to know how he can help his suffering father. Well, Langer, we always advise Ayurveda as a panacea for all ailments. It works very, very slowly, and it's better if you start it when you're healthy, because then you rarely become ill. But any time is fine. It works very well with the chemical medicines that doctors are giving out nowadays. But one thing about Ayurvedic medicine, it's herbal and it has no side effects. So see what you can do about Daddy, and we hope he feels better soon. Damra from Southern California is asking if her five-year-old granddaughter can go. Well, we do have a discount of $700 for children if they're under 12, I believe. Welcome aboard, little girl. We'll enjoy having you with us. Today we had some lovely guests all the way from Boston. Made a pilgrimage here, having been readers of Hinduism today. We had other guests all the way from Alaska, Anchorage, Alaska, made a pilgrimage here today. A lot of people come day after day after day, and we're so happy to see them. Hinduism today is going out the door in two more days to the printer. And we're working very hard, finishing up the last minute reading, the last minute editing, so it's just right, and it's inspiring to each and every one of you to read. If you haven't seen Hinduism Today yet, it's a beautiful international magazine which our cyberspace ashram puts out, and we'd be very, very happy to send you two or three complimentary copies to get you started observing the great Hindu Renaissance that's been going on the last 50 years and gaining speed all the time. Hinduism is a wonderful religion because it teaches you about you. It teaches that God is inside of you and permeates every atom of the universe. It teaches about the five states of mind, the three phases of the mind, instinctive, intellectual, superconscious. It teaches about karma and makes each individual responsible for his own acts. Everything that we do is involved in karma. Every action is karma, for karma means action. It's a Sanskrit word that's been adopted into most of the English dictionaries now, along with pundit and mantra. Look into Hinduism if you're discontent with your religion. Or if you're not religious at all, you're off to a very good start because all Hindus are pagans. And many of them started as heathens, like maybe yourself. So get on board. The oldest religion in the world, with the oldest scripture in the world, 6 to 8 thousand years old. Nobody knows quite old, but a fantastic society must have preceded the Vedic era to be able to produce such great souls that had articulated these many, many thousands of verses so well that they have lasted up to the present day.